Well, we've heard this story before, but it might actually be worse this year. Freight rates are heading higher as we head into harvest and export season due to very low water levels on the inland waterway system.
We're watching a sequel to the historically low water levels in 2022, and this is something that we obviously don't want to be witnessing and experiencing.
Mike Steenhook is the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. He adds that the lower levels are already impacting barge transportation.
Seeing barge companies limit the amount of freight, soybeans and grain in our case, out of the concern that if they load to a full capacity, you run the risk of scraping the bottom and maybe even getting grounded. That's something that we did witness last year. And so it's clearly a concern. You have a supply-demand phenomenon occurring because you're going to have a given amount of freight having to be accommodated by now a diminished supply of barge transportation because you can't load as much per barge. You can't put as many barges together to form one unit because the shipping channel is more narrow. So you've got an imbalance between demand and supply. And so the inevitable result of that is it puts upward pressure on barge rates.
Steenhook says the good news is that there are alternatives for shipping grain. The bad news, they're more expensive.
There are options B and C and D. And for some farmers, that means just simple storage until you've got a more opportune conditions on the river. It may be driving it to a more livestock intensive area, to a rail loading facility. There are options B, C, and D, but you need to keep in mind that there's a reason why there are options B, C, and D versus option A, because it's not the optimal route. So there will usually be an added cost associated with that.
Steenhook's concern is that we're going into this critical time of the year in a position of weakness. With already dehydrated soil coming into the year, additional rainfall will stay there instead of going into the streams and rivers to help alleviate the problem.